One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
It is time for Second Shot with George Dunn and Devin Newsome. Second Shot, 2.5 shots.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by...
I hate you.
Sorry.
Suitcases. Hi, I'm George Dunn.
Hi, I'm Devin Newsome.
You look so fancy with your glasses today. Your glasses and your jacket.
What's so fancy about it? It's just a jacket and glasses.
You look like a dad going to a job interview, being like, please, I need this for my kids.
I mean, I don't see what's so dabbly about them, but whatever.
The jacket looks like a suit jacket almost, like a classy jacket. Like you put over a suit, I guess.
It's a pico, right?
Yeah.
What are you so obsessed with my jacket for?
I don't know. It's a nice jacket. I'm complimenting you. I'm just saying you look fancy today.
Do I not look fancy?
I mean, you look pretty fancy too. I mean, you're like street fancy though. Like you're like, you know,
a different level.
Yeah. Can I help you? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Trying to figure out why you think my jacket's so fancy.
Because it's a fancy jacket. I don't know. It's a peacoat.
Well, I mean, the podcast listeners can't see my jacket. So there's
doesn't
no
mean
point
I can't,
to be talking
I can't
about
comment
my,
on how nice you
There's no
you
point
look.
To be talking about my jacket on a podcast. Nobody can see it, George.
Devin, I'm trying to compliment you. I'm trying to be a nice person.
Well, you did pretty good.
Thank you. I like your mustache, too.
Pretty,
it's very profound
pretty,
today.
Pretty good. Pretty. Thank you. I'm dressed purposefully like Larry David. So for this episode, I'm going to be acting like Larry David for the entire episode.
Are you
episode.
Wearing khakis?
I'm wearing khakis, yes.
Like really baggy khakis.
Brown shoes.
Okay, you need the pants tent.
I got a pants tent going on here. It's just fabric. There's no erection underneath. It's just fabric.
Right now, there's no... We'll get into erections later.
As long as you don't rub my arm.
I can't make that promise. All right, well, so we're joined by musician and photographer Kevin McCann.
Hello,
how
listeners.
Are you?
I'm good. Thanks Hello. For having me.
Yeah, man, thanks for doing this.
Yeah.
Excited. We're going to be talking about Curb Your Enthusiasm. But, you know, before we do that, we're just going to kind of bullshit. So, how was your week, Kevin? Did you do anything fun? Do anything cool, awesome, nice, fun?
This week... Yeah, it's been a kind of a slow week, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's kind of, I don't really have a lot to talk about.
No, that's cool.
About the week.
I usually just talk about what TV shows I watch. So I mean, like,
yeah, that's like the majority of our happenings throughout the week.
I watched Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and I started Full Metal Alchemist. Like,
no, okay.
So that's really my week.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty nice.
What did I do?
I did a photography thing on Saturday.
Yeah.
At cool. the Cleveland Print Room.
What do you shoot on, actually? I don't know what you shoot.
Like what camera?
Yeah.
I shoot with Canon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice.
It's a 70D.
Okay.
Nice.
I think
I'm a T5.
Yeah, that's nice. That's
I'm pretty sure I have a Canon, but I don't know what kind. I like to pretend like I'm a photographer, but I really don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the same way. I have slightly more expensive equipment than most people and just pretend I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, video's getting really popular these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that was the main reason I bought mine originally, and now I've done nothing with it.
Yeah, a lot of DSLRs do video, too, so
mm-hmm.
it's like you do both.
The Canon seems to do better than Nikon, from what I've read, video-wise at least. But
yeah.
I've never been a Nikon guy.
Yeah, me either.
Their UI is just a bit, like, the way their camera layout is just doesn't do it for me.
Right.
But... Welcome to Camera Talk, Tech yeah. Talk, with George. Barely knows what he's talking about, Don.
Second shot, but nice. A camera shot. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
second film? No, we already had it. I don't know why I had to try and prove it. Well, I mean, we could keep this one short. I don't think if we have nothing to talk about. Yeah, no. Crazy Ex-Girlfriends on season 3 is on Netflix. Watch it. It's really good.
Yeah, I've just been broke.
Yeah, I've been eating ice cream in bed for the last week.
So, yeah, it's not a very exciting week, I guess.
That's a cold week. Yeah, it started snowing again.
Well, it was warm, and it took a dive, so it's kind of depressing.
It's a good week to stay inside and watch horror movies or whatever. Mm. Or, I guess, curb your enthusiasm.
I was going to go to Tim Cornette's Mario Kart tournament.
Yeah, it's tomorrow or tonight if you're listening to it.
Yeah, tonight if you're listening to this at the Winchester. Mm-hmm. But I have to work, and I can switch.
Well, Nintendo Switch.
You can win a Nintendo Switch. Sure. Yes, that's why I wanted to play.
I'm going to a friend of the show, BJ Colangelo's show. They're showing a movie called Terrifier.
Oh, they're doing that up at the Capitol?
Yeah, they do like a Dread Central Presents or something. So they show like weird horror movies.
Been wanting to make it out to one of those.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to go to that tomorrow or tonight, I guess. So that should be fun. I watched a trailer. It looked really gory and gross and gooey. But yeah, I mean, let's just go watch some Curb Your Enthusiasm. I don't know what episodes we're going to watch. I think we're still deciding.
Something kind of crazy did happen the other day.
Ooh, scandal on ABC.
So I was like going to buy beer, and like there's this dude in front of me. He looks like he's like pretty dirty looking. Like I couldn't tell what was up with him, but like so he leaves. He like leaves, jets it out of there, and like I'm going. I buy my beer, and he comes back in and said like is like he's like I forgot my change. To the cashier while the cashier was like handing me my change. And so this guy like grabs the money from the cashier and books it out of the store.
How much money was it?
It was like $5.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, but that's it's a discount day. That's my change. Like,
did you get your change back?
Well, so I like went over to him. I'm like, dude, that's like, he was giving me my change. You didn't give him time to like give, yeah, your change, like, give me my $5. Mm-hmm. Like, and so I like actually start, I like reach for it and I grab it and we're like yanking back and forth, like, like right outside the door of the place. I'm like, give me the money.
You know, like in my head, I'm imagining a purse.
Yeah.
And it seems more like a cartoon. Like you're just yanking a purse back and forth. That's my purse. He took my purse.
Yeah.
That's you. That's my impression of you.
Me. But I'm like wrestling with this dude and I'm like, if you need the $5 so much, like,
he just asked.
I was like, yeah, I was like, why are you jetting out of here so quick? Like, he's like, I got to be to a business meeting.
Sorry, I'm a businessman. I need this $5.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, you're a businessman and you're fighting over $5? You can at least...
Did he have a car or was he just like...
Was he in like a suit?
No, he was just like a scruffy looking dude in like sweats and stuff. Like,
this is during the week or...
Yes, yeah, like
so it was the work week.
Yeah, it's like a month.
I can imagine his business meeting being like under an overpass, and there's just a bunch of stuffed animals.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's just like, listen. So here's how we're gonna make the money. Yeah. Here's how we're gonna. It's like Mr. Quackers had a good idea last week. Sell it to homeless people. I don't know.
No, but so I'm like, I'm yelling at him. I was like, you could at least like clean yourself the fuck up if you're a businessman on Tuesday.
Take
to
a shower before
meeting.
Work.
Like, I was, yeah, like, and you're fighting over this $5, like, I could give it to you to, like, go, like...
Yeah, I can give it to you and make me feel good about myself.
To go, like, use a win-win. Fast food bathroom to wash yourself up or something. But, so, the next day, I don't work out.
It shows.
Thank you. And the dude is my new regional.
Is he really?
Yeah. Oh, wow. There's a twist to that story.
Yeah. And I lost my job.
You didn't lose your job.
Boop.
You're not even doing it right.
Boom, 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 boom. That wasn't a true story. That was just my episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I hate you so much. I like that story as much as I like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That was just, yeah, that was in pre-production. That's still being worked on for the new season.
So you just wasted all of our time?
Basically.
All right, I'm sorry for everyone listening. Devin is fired this time. he will not be making the 18 or 19 cents an hour, whatever I've been giving him.
It's cool. I write for Curb Your Enthusiasm now.
True. Season 10. Can't wait for it. In 17 years. Yeah, let's just go watch Curb Your Enthusiasm. I don't know what we're going to be watching just yet. I know we have one episode we know we're going to watch.
I can't believe you don't like this show. It's an amazing
I don't like
show.
Seinfeld. So, I mean, like, still. I know this is just like the R-rated Seinfeld, but like, I just don't, it doesn't do
you
it
You telling me that is like you saying, like, I don't hate all people. I just hate black people.
Well, I do. I mean, like, it's just.
Like you're just
you see the way their pants sag?
I feel like, yeah, like you're just telling me two bad things in a row to help defend your poor taste.
I mean, my taste is amazing.
Which is why you should like this show.
Do you like not like the actors or is it like just the premise or both?
I think it's kind of both. I mean, like with Seinfeld, I'll talk more about Seinfeld than I'll talk about Curb just so we can save that for the actual discussion. But like, I just don't like... because like in the '90s, it was like, oh, this is how people actually talk. It's like, no, it's not.
Yeah,
like it's like, what? He's a sticker? No, he's not a sticker. He's a sticker. What the fuck? People don't talk like this, and it's not even funny. You're just kind of like repeating the same thing by giving something a name, which is like, okay, I do that, or I'll make up a name and just be like, I don't know.
That's not what it's about, but we'll get into that.
We'll talk about it more. Yes. I don't know if I'm going to be able to articulate my distaste for Seinfeld, the show.
Well, at least Kevin and I have good taste, so that's enough for the listeners. Pretty good.
Which episode is that on then?
I don't know.
I think the first time it appeared was the one with... where he goes to the porn star's house, like the third episode.
Yeah.
with What's-His-Face.
Because I was doing that for a while, and I couldn't remember where it was from. But now I remember.
Oh, yeah. Bob Odenkirk. But he does it in, like, a ton of episodes.
I do like Bob Odenkirk. Hopefully Bob Odenkirk's in one of the episodes we watch. But let's go do that now, and we'll be back in a minute to talk about it.
All right.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
It's like public domain music, but I still feel like we're probably getting away with something by playing it.
That music is like music to my ears. That's so
it's
nice.
It's literally music to your ears.
It literally is, yeah. Mm. It's the purest incarnate form of music. And I would know I was in marching band.
That's why you're on the show, Devin. Because you're a musical know-how. So we just watched... what, two episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Mm-hmm.
We watched...
should have watched three, but when it's something George doesn't want to watch, we only have to watch two episodes.
When it's not a Fast and the Furious movie, I don't give a shit.
It seemed like you were really hating that.
Yeah, like... I saw some
smiles.
I wasn't hating it, but I wasn't...
Maybe some smiles, no chuckles or anything.
Yeah, like, no laugh. I was hoping to hit that, you know? Like, I wanted to hit one of those moments. I was bad at picking episodes.
Yeah, well, I guess that was my job. I failed.
I don't know. I totally could have pitched, like... the last one we watched was The Weatherman,
mm-hmm.
which, like, it's one of my more favorites because of the suspicious Larry David look with the nice backing track behind it, like I did earlier. But I feel sad we didn't incorporate like the blacks into it. Like JB Smoove is so good in this show, and didn't get to see any of Leon Black.
Is he like staying with Larry David now, or?
Yeah, like it starts off like his family gets displaced because of like the hurricane or something.
Oh, okay.
I think like Hurricane Katrina, and
topical.
So yeah, like Cheryl's really into like activism and helping the world, and so they take in this family. Kind of, they have like a guest wing to their house pretty much at this point in the show, but they end up just like staying there. But then like Leon like goes through like a divorce and stuff, I think, and then like he just ends up staying with Larry full time, like all the way up until the new season. They're still roommates.
But. Yeah.
So, like, well, I'll get into Kevin. Why do you like this show? Why, like, what is it about this show of like over pretty much anything else? Because you kind of like proposed a few things, but like Curb was like the one that kind of like.
What were the other options?
I don't even remember, but I think they were all stuff we kind of agreed on.
I'm not like a Curb fanatic by any means, but I think some, you know, I just thought some of the episodes were pretty funny. But I just think that the things that happened to Larry David are just pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
The stuff he gets himself into and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Like,
I mean, just like he just kind of tortures himself. It's because he's an idiot.
It's almost like torture porn, like in a sense of just like the awkward situations and everything bad that can happen happens.
It's a further like it's a step forward from what Seinfeld was doing, where it was like one thing leads to another, which leads to another thing, and it all kind of wraps around at the end.
Exactly.
Which I can appreciate, like the structure of that. Like it's very. I'm into it. I'm into it. It's like Arrested Development did it really well.
Oh,
I think
it
did it better. Because, I mean, it would take, like, certain things and wrap it around for an entire season.
Yeah.
Like
Arrested Development was more in a ridiculous way, whereas the show was more set in, like, and Seinfeld are set in, like, real things. I mean, you get that in Arrested Development, too, but this is more, like, real things that could that happen to all of us every day. So it's, like...
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, like... Arrested Development's very cartoony, comparatively.
Yeah.
I started watching a new show with, who's the main character in Arrested Development?
Oh, Jason Bateman?
Yeah.
He's like Ozark?
He's the dad, yeah.
Ozark. He's like a money launderer or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard that's actually pretty good. I haven't watched it.
The first couple were pretty good.
It's supposed to be like Netflix's attempt at making Breaking Bad.
It seemed like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the mafia's involved and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotta watch that. I like Jason Bateman. I haven't seen Game Night yet. I'm surprised at how interested I am in seeing Game Night.
Not involving Jason Bateman, but like along the same lines, I saw that movie The House the other day for the first time.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't that terrible, but you expect better.
Yeah, from everyone involved in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I heard nothing but bad things, so I just stayed away from it.
It wasn't the worst, but...
I like Amy Poehler. Yeah. And Jason Mantzoukas is in it, and... It's enough for me, basically. Yeah. But, so with this show, I don't know. I don't want to like hate on it because I don't hate it. I just don't get it. Like I don't get why it's so funny. So the first episode we watched was what was it called?
Affirmative action.
Yeah.
It's like season one. I didn't find any of it funny.
Like, I saw you smiling and laughing during a point in that episode, for sure.
I was laughing at Richard Lewis. That's what I was, like. I like Richard Lewis. Ridiculous. He's very, like, he's endearing, but I don't find him funny. I don't know. I just didn't, there was nothing about it that was, like, I guess towards the end with the pharmacist, like, you can't bribe a pharmacist. Like, that gets so absurd where it's like, okay, that's funny. But, like, the rest of it was just, like, I don't know, man. Like,
I think you just don't like the characters.
I definitely don't like the characters. I do. Yeah. So I will, like, jumping ahead a little bit. In the second episode, the Weatherman, I do really like Larry, Jeff, and what's the other guy's name?
Funkhauser.
Yeah,
yeah.
I really like their dynamic.
Yeah,
because I like Jeff Garland a lot, and I like the guy who plays Funkhauser.
Yeah, I like.
I love Funkhauser because he He like reminds me of Jarls from Comedy Bang Bang. Like a really small opening in my throat. I always talk like this.
Hey, I'm Jarls.
I'm Jarls.
Yeah, he was a Smothers Brothers guy. He was on the Smothers Brothers show back in the 70s.
Okay.
He's really funny. I don't like Seinfeld, but I found myself really enjoying Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Really?
I find it really relaxing.
It's a cool show, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like a background. It's a good background show.
Yeah.
And his episode is easily the funniest.
I never watched his.
It's very good.
Oh, man.
Because they just go to a diner and they just like, it's just him yelling at Jerry Seinfeld the whole time, and it's very funny. But yeah, I don't, like the characters, like, I don't like Larry. I really don't. Like, he's a worse version of Seinfeld.
If you don't like Larry, then you're not going to like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, man. Like,
I don't like his wife very much.
No, I don't
know. She's pretty irritating.
But she also, like, kind of suffers because of his idiocy a lot.
Yeah, it's like...
It's, their chemistry doesn't really work on the show. So, like,
there's no reason I can see why she's with him.
Yeah.
Which is, like, that's, like, I think adds to the humor of it, is just, like, you're just seeing this this child have to be like dealt with by his like motherly wife. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. And
I mean, it's a kind of classic sitcom of like fat guy gets really hot wife for no real reason kind of thing.
Yeah.
Except instead of him being fat, he's just a neurotic Jew.
Yeah.
But
which is just as gross.
Oh man. A second shot.
Jewish people.
People are gonna start the SS thing now. Like,
oh yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, let's
get some armbands working. Talk to my brother about that.
Fake news. but no, it's just like you gotta love Larry. Like, I mean, yeah, he's a terrible. You gotta
David
love
gotta.
Larry, and you gotta eat rallies.
You
gotta stay fresh, also. which I think they pop up in the new season, at least. One of them, I think, Adam Devine does.
Oh right, Workaholics. Yeah,
okay. Workaholics.
Oh, we should watch one of those.
I do like Workaholics. I'm down for watching Workaholics after this while I edit this.
People say that new corporate show is really good.
It's Brett. What's his name? Brett Gelman. God damn it, Brett Gelman. No, not Brett Gelman. Fuck. What's his name? I'm blanking out his name now. But he's insanely funny. I saw him when I went to L.A., and he just played with a slinky for 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so fucking funny.
Did he write it? Is he in it?
He's in it. I don't know if he wrote it, but, like, he's...
Dude from Pound House.
Yeah.
We're talking about.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name
right now. It's the magician where every time the joke is just... Or the magician, the magic trick is just open your mouth, and there's just cum in their mouth.
He's great. I definitely need to check that out soon. But, I don't know. That's a tangent. But, like, you gotta love Larry because he's a terrible person. Like, but he makes you see like the terrible parts of yourself. Like, that's why I'm surprised. Like, I feel like you would relate to Larry. Maybe that's why you don't like him, is because
I don't relate to him at all. You relate to him?
I sort of relate to, I mean, like, obviously I don't like, I'm not to the degree where I'm going to like be a jackass in public or in private
like,
all the time.
I can, like, I mean, it's comedy, so it's heightened, so, like, the internal monologue is just externalized, and it's fine. Like, I get
it. Just, like, but some of the things, like, some of your little, like, annoyances that just, like, drive you.
Yeah, that's, I mean, everyone has one, but, like, a whole series of idiosyncratic, like, just pet peeves. Of just like, it seems so forced after a while. Like the whole shtick of Seinfeld was like, hey, you know, these people who just do this at this place that do these things, why do they do that? And that's the show of Seinfeld. Like, that's, and like, that's just, and then you just continue with Curb Your Enthusiasm,
comedy,
except you just
though.
Add swear words and more famous people.
That's comedy.
Like, well, that's like his routine. Like, I don't think the show is like based around all that stuff. You know? I mean, it's like more like real life, like them just. It's kind of like just like Curb Your Enthusiasm, where like things just happen to them in their everyday lives.
Yeah.
And they just kind of build the shows around that.
I don't know. With the first, the affirmative action one, it was kind of a lot of that though. It was just like, what about this guy who does this thing? And then I said a stupid thing. And like, I get that part. Like that part, I like, okay, yeah, you say something stupid that is intended as a joke. It's not even really funny when you listen to it. And then it's just like,
yeah, that's the other part is like the comedian aspect is like, I wish we could show all like some of the little moments throughout the show, you know, like when he's just like having lunch with Jeff and drinking a soda and then goes into a bit instantly just because that's how his brain works. Cause he's a comedian. And so he's like always on and like, he's like imagining he's in a commercial and he's like, hey Jeff, imagine I'm in a commercial right now. Like humor me. Just like that kind of brain relates to me is because I will like do my stupid shtick all the time.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I get that. I just don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't enjoy watching him. Like, he's grumpy, but not in a fun way. He's not even like Archie Bunker grumpy. Like Archie Bunker grumpy is like, okay, well, like you have other people he can bounce off of. And like the other people who bounce off of him are just as equally neurotic and weird and like angry, just in very different ways. That's why I do like him and Jeff's relationship because they are kind of basically the same person and it's like him yelling at himself and I find that funny. But like the peeing sitting down thing, I pee sitting down. I've peed sitting down for as long as
exactly.
I can remember.
Exactly. You're Larry David.
Oh my God, I hate you.
You pee sitting down all the time?
Yeah. I don't know. It's very comfortable. He is right. Like you can read, you can just, you don't have to pee on your shoes. I don't like the noise of pee hitting water.
Yeah.
I know it's just water hitting water, but
I feel uncomfortable when there's other people in the room and like,
yeah,
the pee's hitting the water.
Like I try not to, I'll use a urinal if I have to, but I'd usually try to sit down at a bar, if I can. Plus, you know, I'm not one to shy away from pooping at a bar. So I got to poop.
Oh yeah,
I'm already there.
I have no shit shame whatsoever.
Yeah.
I have no shame about that. But I don't know. I pee sometimes, especially if you have the combination. You got to pee and poop at the same time.
Usually, when you poop, you have to pee right at. It's like the
you release the muscles.
Yeah, release it, like open the floodgates type deal. Which the floodgates are made out of feces.
Welcome to the second poop podcast.
podcast.
Second shit. top of the ratings.
Oh, yeah.
Number one on iTunes. I don't like him. I don't have a good explanation for it. It just doesn't hit me.
And Larry David doesn't like himself. And this is exactly what Larry David would be saying about his own show if he were looking at it from it not being his show.
Well, like, what?
I guess, like, even if it's not funny to you, it's like an easy... That's like an easy thing to watch, I guess.
It's breezy for the most part. Like, I mean, it's a little longer only because it's like HBO length, so it's like 25 minutes as opposed to 21. I don't know. Like, I mean, it's not, there's nothing offensive about it to me. Like, I've never been like, oh God, Curb Your Enthusiasm's on, but I'm just like, eh.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't get it. Like, I mean, it's like Seinfeld. Like, I'm just like, I don't understand the love for it.
That's all right. A lot of people like things that are like obsessed with shows that, you know, I never understood why, like...
Like what?
I don't know, like Friends or, you know...
Well, yeah, Friends is... I did kind of love Friends when it was on. I haven't watched Friends since I was a kid,
though. Nostalgic love for that show because my mom loved it, and so I would always watch it with her. And I got really into it as a, like, young teen who was like, oh, shit, these people are hooking up on TV. That's what I want to do.
I like that there was a monkey on the show.
I like that. Yeah. That's probably, well, he was only on for like the first couple episodes.
Yeah. But no, I get what you mean though. It's like the fact that Two and a Half Men wins awards constantly every year, or like Big Bang Theory. Like it's not, those were never my things.
Yeah. Like, I mean like straight sitcoms 90% of the time are not great. I mean like, Ted Danson was on the last episode we watched. I love Cheers. I will watch Cheers any day of the week. I want to do a Cheers episode because it's amazing. But like, yeah, something like Two and a Half Men or I don't know, whatever, like King of Queens even. Fuck King of Queens.
I love King of Queens. I love the cheesiness of that show.
But like...
Plus you get fucking Jerry Stiller.
But I don't think this is all that far off from what that kind of stuff is, though. Like, I mean, structurally, it's a bit more elaborate, but, you know, and it looks way worse, or at least equivalent. It's a multi-cam version of a shitty three-cam sitcom. Like, it looks really bad.
I love how it looks.
Really?
Like Roseanne.
Yeah, I mean, it does. Roseanne was a bit more, like, compared to other sitcoms, it was a bit cinema verite. Like, yeah. Like in a three-cam structure, I guess. Like, it was... I watch it. I've been watching it now because the reboot...
It's pretty funny.
It's amazing.
Yeah, like...
It's so good.
When I went back to it, I was like, this is hilarious, actually.
Like, I mean, those first, like, five seasons are really great.
Yeah.
But it is, it's like kind of nitty gritty on that show. Mm-hmm. And this, like, I guess is kind of going for that, but it's like in that weird in between of like video and film.
Right.
Where they're like, I don't know, video's cheaper, so let's try it. And it just looks real gross and like frame rate's weird. And I don't know.
I think it adds to the comedy, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. But like, I know it looks like not traditionally like what you would define as good cinematography.
Mm-hmm.
But.
I mean, I'm not watching this for good cinematography.
Exactly. Like, the soundtrack, though, kills it. And, like...
It is kind of my favorite, like, little joke, like, tagline to a joke is like, boom, 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 boom. I mean, they do it on Tim and Eric.
They use it brilliantly, and it's all just, like, this orchestral-type music, which, I don't know, I really appreciate that part of the show, too. It really, like...
Well, it's all fake, like, nebbish, public domain music that they just kind of acquired. Like, I mean, as far as I know, I don't think it's an original song, the main theme song. Like, I mean, it works. I mean, it's like It's Always Sunny. The main theme song is a public domain song.
Well, yeah, this show actually draws Always Sunny drew hugely from this show. The terrible person aspect and
even just doubles down on
it. What's her name who plays D in Always Sunny is like she is in at least like five episodes of this show.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She's like I think she's Cheryl's sister.
Oh.
Yeah. And
the Mick.
Yeah. I watched the first episode of that show. I didn't hate it, but I never continued. Yeah. But
I'm excited to see what AP Bio is about because I've heard pretty good things.
Good things about that too. But no, it's like. It's such a hugely, like, Seinfeld and Larry David and Curb is such a hugely influential, there are a couple of hugely influential shows that, I don't know, I was surprised to know someone hated them. Like, everyone loves these shows, from my understanding.
Mm-hmm. I think hating is a strong word.
Well, yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
I like this more than I like Seinfeld. Like that enough. But, like Seinfeld has the baggage of being, like, a dad show. You know, like, where it's like, my stepdad loves Seinfeld. That's all he'll talk about. You know, if you're talking about TV, it's just Seinfeld.
There's some deep-seated fucking...
No, I like my stepdad. I don't like my dad. There's a difference.
Oh, okay.
My dad doesn't like Seinfeld. but, like, I don't know. I wanted more Jeff Garlin, I guess, is really what it came down to. Yeah, like,
we could have picked a couple better.
He's a pretty likable character.
Those in-betweens are fun. The characters are just whatever... They're just, like, generally unlikable. I know they're just, like, most of them are just heightened versions of themselves, even Larry David. But I don't know. What do you guys like about it? Like, I know it's a character thing. I know there's, like, a structure to it. But, like, what is it? What is it that, like, turns you guys onto this?
I'm going to take this one.
I don't know. I never, like, really delved into it that deeply. I mean... I just think it's like I said, even if you're not laughing at it, it's like just something you can watch and like, it's like, you know, just kind of zone out to it, you know, it's not too, it's just stupid. Like it's fun to watch him like get into these stupid, situations that, you know, he just gets like more and more into these like impossible situations that are. It's just fun to see him, like, fall over and over again.
Exactly.
Like
exactly.
Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah. Like, fail videos on YouTube. Yeah, like, I totally agree with that. It's, like, you appreciate it from a writing standpoint that they're able to, like, weave all these stories together. Like, it's sometimes, like, three different plot lines that they weave together to the end in these little, like, that's... I feel like pretty hard to think of, and they do it pretty efficiently, and they do it pretty consistently, and It's just fun to see the ways it plays out every episode for me. Like, I appreciate those little intricacies, and I appreciate the way it, like, exposes how those little pet peeves affect my life and makes me think of, like, how stupid they are. And, like, when it actually has helped me in certain situations where, like, where I've thought about myself as being, like, Larry David, and I'm like, oh, shit, that's so dumb. Why am I behaving, yeah. like, why am I behaving this way? Like, why do I need this stupid little thing to happen in order for my brain to tick the way I want it to? Like, so, yeah, I don't know. I
can see that. Yeah. I mean, like, I do that with The Simpsons.
Okay.
You know, like, yeah. I mean, sometimes the moral in The Simpsons is a bit weird, I guess, kind yeah. of in the same way this show is, but, yeah, I guess I can see that. Like, when, so, like, did either of you see Whatever Works, the Woody Allen directed Larry David starring
I have not movie seen that
came
that
out
movie.
In like 2010?
I don't know.
The album cover is just him shrugging, going, eh?
which is, that's probably what I would have guessed.
That's literally what pretty much everybody said about the movie. It's a physical representation of it. I watched a little. I was working in the movie theater at the time, and I watched a little bit of it. And it's literally just Larry David trying to do Woody Allen, and it's really weird. Like watching Larry David talk to the camera and like narrate his life while trying to hit on an 18-year-old girl is upsetting on multiple levels. But there's something about that that kind of burned in my head where I'm like, it's kind of how I visualize Curb Your Enthusiasm now, is that picture of Larry David shrugging.
his takes on things are so funny that, like, I love Larry David's takes on that. Like, he has his persona down to a T. And, like, that's, I think, probably why I might not enjoy that movie as much, Whatever Works, if he's not
doing it. You don't need to watch
himself.
It. I don't think anybody's telling you to.
But he has a movie called Clear History that is amazing. It has John Hamm in it. It was like an HBO movie, I'm mm-hmm. pretty sure. I think it's still on there. But like along those whole like Woody Allen lines, like when Larry hosted SNL this past year.
As Bernie and stuff?
Yeah, like, well, he came on a bunch of times as Bernie. But when he hosted in his monologue, he addressed like all of the, I think it was like right after Weinstein, and like addressed all of those things. And he's like,
did you like him on Saturday Night Live? Sorry, I mean to interrupt you.
No, I thought cool. he was the only person who could play Bernie Sanders.
I thought he was pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have my, like, I'm not the biggest Saturday Night Live fan mm-hmm. in general, but yeah, I mean, it was funny.
The Bernie Curb Your Enthusiasm parody, the Bernie Enthusiasm was so good.
I didn't see that one.
Short little skit that it, like, recaptured the magic of the show. I kind of think that's, like, why they were, like, it was around the time when they were like conceiving to bring the show back.
Yeah.
But his take something like in his monologue, he's talking about all these sexual harassment allegations, and he knows his character so well and knows what people think about it. And that's funny that he goes, he's talking about it super seriously. And he's like, and you know, there's a little bit too many juice for my liking. You ever notice? And like, he has the perfect, I don't know, like perfect. He makes me laugh about the things I shouldn't be laughing about sometimes.
He's good at small inflections.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And, yeah, I just think he's like one of the like comedy gods mm-hmm. that there have been. Like he has this certain something like this certain je ne sais quoi. And, like it's, I don't know. I love his comedy style.
Do you ever see the video of him finding out that he is distantly related to Bernie Sanders?
I didn't know there was a video, but I heard about it.
Yeah, like it was like a TV show. I can't remember what the show was, but like him like kind of being like a person was really heartwarming, and I really liked that, where he's like, get out of here. Like he was like just like a happy old man. It's like, no way. And he's just laughing and stuff. I'm like, that's the kind of Larry David I want to see. Like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just at that point in my life where I just want to see everybody that's nice and happy to each other. But I mean, I know how punk rock that is of me.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's just like where I'm at in my life, but like just it's never hit me. Like, nothing about, like, just old guys complaining has ever been relatable to me or interesting. Like,
The only thing about old guys complaining about...
Unless it's, oh, hello.
About, like, that it's... The only thing different about that than you is that they're old guys.
That's true. I basically complain about everything. I mean, I'm I go to work and I just complain about my feet and my back all day.
You are an old guy.
I pretty much am. Old at heart.
That would be
sweet.
An
old man since I was 15.
Dude, you should bring a cane to work. That would be dope. Just like you walking around.
I should go in like my half by the day of my halfway to Halloween party and just dress like an old man. They'd love it. They'd appreciate it so much. They all get my humor. They're all not just like, why is George just complaining? When was the first time you guys watched this?
Wow. When did it come out?
99, 2000?
It came out in 2000. It was the first season.
Yeah, I feel like I started watching it shortly after it came out.
It started. I had never seen an episode until probably... like 2008 or so. I was when I lived at Dag House. I was a roommate with Ty from Two and Fools, and he let me borrow the first season, and I fucking loved it. I was like hooked from the get-go, and then actually from that point on, because I didn't have HBO, I didn't watch another season for like maybe 3 years or so.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I watched it on DVD too. So it probably wasn't while it was actually on the air. So
they released, the first season on DVD probably like a year after it came out. Like HBO's, I don't know if they were.
They were
back
pretty
then,
good about
but
it, but
they're
all really expensive.
Yeah. Their DVDs are super pricey. When I finally, I moved home and my mom had HBO or I got a password or something. And I started watching, a ton of it, just nonstop. I, blew through it. Mm-hmm. And I was so happy to hear when it was coming back, after 6 years being gone.
It was a big deal for a lot of people.
Super stoked. And there were some high points in a lot of the season. They waited a long time to do it. Maybe they'll do one more, but there was a lot of high points this season. Like, he still has the formula, and he still has, he's still funny, and he's still acting. He's definitely getting older, but...
Do you think it was Trent Reznor on that episode where people thought it was Trent Reznor?
Well,
I saw the scene.
It might be. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I don't think so. I want it to be, but I don't think it is.
I honestly can't even picture... Exactly what Trent Reznor's face looks like.
What episode is it?
It's in the new season. It's probably like the second or third episode, I think. I don't know. It. They're walking by, and there's like a human robot guy, painted silver, and it looks kind of like Trent Reznor because he has kind of his nose.
Oh, okay, it's probably hard to tell for sure, though.
Yeah, and he's got sunglasses on or whatever. But it's almost certainly not him.
Yeah.
But it's so funny to think that Trent Reznor just dressed painted silver to be on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
You remember that rumor that Paul from Wonder Years was Marilyn Manson?
Yeah.
I believe
that for a long time.
So did I. I mean, it's like...
And then he also removed his ribs to suck his own dick. Who wants to suck their own dick?
Yeah. No, I believed all that shit when he first came out, because there's all kinds of weird rumors about him.
Oh, I love Marilyn. I was listening to Marilyn Manson yesterday.
Middle school or whatever, so
love Marilyn Manson. Yeah. We should do a Marilyn Manson episode.
We could find somebody who hates him for sure.
He's cool as shit. I mean, he's super fucking lame as a person.
Yeah, he's
but
pretty
his,
lame.
Those two, three albums are really good.
I thought he was lame, when he came out. And I respect music, pretty much. Well.
His first few albums are very ICP adjacent. And then Antichrist Superstar is like, okay, you're being produced by Trent Reznor. I'll give you some street cred there.
Yeah.
Mechanical Animals, I think I will defend to the death. Antichrist and Hollywood are like, okay. I know there's serious problems with them.
So Marilyn Manson, within the past 365 days, has engaged in a beef with Justin Bieber.
Oh, wow.
And that's pretty much all you need to know about where Marilyn Manson is at these days.
I think Charles Manson actually sent Marilyn Manson a letter from jail.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How great would it be if it was a cease and desist?
It didn't make any, like, I saw the letter. It didn't make any sense at all. Like, he didn't respond to it either.
Yeah.
But, it was on, like, one of those clickbait websites.
How would that be? That would be crazy as fuck to get an email from Charles Manson. Yeah. Not an email.
No, it was like a, it was like weird, a card, like a letter. It was a greeting card. You know, like.
Greetings from prison.
Yeah.
I'm Charles Manson.
Or if you got like a fucking music gram or whatever from prison.
Just shitty Beach Boy covers.
Two of the last songs I know. Or I'm glad it's just Helter Skelter.
He's covering a song about him. God, he was the worst. He was awful.
Charles Manson.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was pretty bad. You could say that.
He wouldn't be friends with me.
Can we get someone on here to do Charles Manson?
Come on, guys. He's dead. Quit shit down the man.
I like him. I just, you know, I thought he was a nice guy. I like Marilyn Manson. I don't give a shit. I don't know. You guys want to talk about anything else? Is there anything in, like, prevalent? I mean, I know Curb is a fertile ground for some people. I'm kind of realizing it's just like this is a situation of it's just not for me kind of thing. Basically, okay. There's no Vin Diesel. There's no fast cars. There's no rock. And
Lin-Manuel Miranda. I don't see the Green Lantern season.
Is he?
Yeah.
I like him.
There's no Green Lantern, but
I saw the Mary Poppins trailer.
There's an episode called Thor.
My least favorite Avenger. not selling it, man. Not selling it.
I don't know. Like the guest stars are great. The recurring characters, like his circle of friends, is awesome. Like you said,
what was
Jeff and Richard and
what was the fucking show Extras?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This kind of reminds me in the same similar sense of Extras, but I've never actually watched Extras.
Then how does it remind you of Extras?
I don't know. I think it's just like celebrities coming on.
It is. I mean, like, it's kind of like that sense where it's, they're working in entertainment, television, and it definitely is.
I need to watch Extras. I don't like
that's after this show.
Name, though. Ricky Gervais.
Oh, I love Gervais. We should do a Gervais episode. I love Gervais. A lot of people don't like him.
The Office doesn't count.
Yeah,
it's like such a low.
No,
like that's such an obvious.
The Invention of Lying is an amazing movie.
Really?
Yeah, I love that movie.
All right,
that movie.
Maybe we'll do that then, because I remember watching a bit of it in the theater. I'm like, I don't get it, but I don't get his comedy in general. But
and Derek, actually, I'd rather watch Derek.
Derek?
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know this part about you.
Gonna get real sad.
I'm learning a lot about you tonight.
Get real sad from that show.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Have you ever seen Derek?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Do you know? Have you? You know?
Is he a person with special needs?
Yeah, but he portray like.
Oh no.
That's always problematic. And when I say always, I mean always except this time. Because people play it as like. From a standpoint of making fun of these people, this show portrays it in a sense of humanizing them. And he plays a brilliant role, I think. He makes you feel for the character hugely. And it's a really like sobering show about life and death. And he helps out and lives in a retirement home or a nursing home. And so
well, if anyone wants to come on for Ricky Gervais, I'm more than willing to watch Derek, I guess, and ruin my Netflix algorithm. I did really like the joke in this where when they're doing the back and forth of like you pee sitting down, it's like do shit standing up. I guess I like poop jokes. I don't know.
There's some brilliance in there.
If you give it a chance, you might catch on.
Maybe. I mean, like, I watched the episode, like, the episode that sticks out to me the most, or the one I remember, is the carpool lane, where he basically hires a prostitute just so he can get in the carpool lane to get to the Dodgers game.
Yeah.
And it was funny, like, and, you know, like, he had to pay for her time, but then he was also buying her a bunch of food and stuff. And then like all his friends saw that he was with a prostitute and you know, like every episode seems, it snowballs from there.
No pun intended.
Oh, okay. I get you. All right. All right.
Snowballing.
Are you talking about my cat, right?
Yeah. Snowballed your cat. Whoops.
Don't.
Sorry.
That's, no. She's an innocent little girl.
Not anymore.
Well, on that note, let's close this out. So, Devin, is this going to be a hit or a miss?
Well, it's always a hit for me. Even the new season, I loved. Larry David is like one of my just like favorite anti-heroes. He's like
the Punisher and Larry
David. Yeah, you could put him on the Mount Rushmore of anti-heroes. Punisher, Larry David,
Deadpool. I mean, I wouldn't put him in my favorite, but he's one of them.
Maybe. I would say Knuckles from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Knuckles? Yeah. No.
Yeah, Canadian Knuckles. But no, this show's always a hit for me. Larry David's the man. It makes me realize bad parts about myself that I should change because it's, I don't know. It's,
like in Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No. They should do a show, though, called Kirby Your Enthusiasm. Where
Kirby Fully Loaded or Kirby Coming At You was the show.
Yeah,
Kirby Coming At You, your
Kirby,
enthusiasm.
Kirby, Kirby, that's the name you should know.
Kirby Coming At Your
Kirby,
Enthusiasm.
Kirby, Kirby, he's the star of the show. He's more than you think. He's got natural pink. Kirby. I know that whole song for some reason, but
new Kirby game's coming out soon. I'm into it.
Oh yeah, I can't wait for that.
So yeah, this is a hit.
Yeah, hit. Yeah, yeah. That was. I ended it with that brilliant Kirby.
You like
joke.
The structure of our show, Kevin? Yeah, we really know where we're going.
Oh, yeah. Just like Kirby Enthusiasm, all comes together in the end.
Yeah. This thing, I don't know. It's like a light miss. Like, I tried. Yeah, it didn't
if
hit.
If you don't like it, you just don't like it.
Yeah, it's just not for me. Maybe it is, but.
Three episodes.
I mean, I've watched more before this.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I guess you know when you like something or you don't, you know, within the first.
Yeah, it's like this and this and Veep are the two like I've been trying to get into. Like, I want to like Veep because I like Armando Iannucci, but like, just don't. I don't know. It's not. It doesn't do it for me. Mm-hmm. Like, people lose their mind over him, but like. So yeah, no, this is not for me. Not for me. Not for me. Not for me.
Well, clearly I like it.
Yes,
it's a hit for you.
It's a hit.
Good.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm happy for you. Well, Kevin, thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate your time and showing us TV I didn't like.
Sure.
Do you have anything you want to plug or anything?
Any
shows or websites?
Well, if you need any photography done, you can look me up on Facebook, you know, or try to find me on the internet there. It's Kevin McCann. I do family photos and all kinds of stuff.
You're a very good photographer. I'm a big fan. Not to jack you off in front of you with direct eye contact right now, but like I really enjoy your photos.
Thank you.
What's it called when you jack somebody off from behind them? I forget. The reach around.
Good.
Yeah.
But
you ever been spooned of being jacked off? That's nice.
Well, I don't think I have, actually.
I like being spooned, and I like being jacked off, so. It's the best of both worlds, like Hannah Montana.
I guess so, yeah. Instead of fork and spoon, you know. You get the job done one way or another.
I like being spooned. I don't know. I got nothing else to go for. You know, email us, secondshotpod@gmail.com, if you want to be on the show or have something to say. Give us a call. The number's in the show notes. I don't know. You got anything, Dev?
I don't
Facebook,
know. Follow
Instagram.
Me at News on Devin on Twitter, at Devin Newsom on Instagram. Post some funny stuff on there sometimes. Like, I just posted a stupid little Donald Trump Lion King mashup earlier today on Instagram.
Someone was actually sending that to me today, too. So it was a different one. I don't know if it was the same thing.
I don't know. I made a couple of them today.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Go to the Mario Kart tournament if you're listening to this when it releases.
Yeah, or watch Crazy
Try to win me a Nintendo Switch.
win it for you.
Go on the Above Below Entertainment Network and listen to some of our other shows too. We got some good shows on there, and also Lousy Weather Media and whatever, whatnot.
Yeah.
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 If you like the show, rate and review us on iTunes. That's cool. That helps people listen to us more. But other than that, we will see you guys next week. Kevin, thank you again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Got some game called Overcooked for Switch. It's like some cooking game. It says it's really fun.
It's called Cooking Mama.
I know. I was like, didn't they do that?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.